I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And today's a good one, you guys. We have our March Madness 2020 winner, the 2022 Hall of Fame winner, Luke O'Branson. Welcome.
Hey, hi, ladies. How you doing?
Great. We have been like trying to like set this up for so long. It feels like it's been just like a wild time of getting you on here. We're so glad that you're finally here.
Yeah, no, it has been a while, right? I feel like we've been trying to do this a bit, and I'm glad to be here. I feel lucky to be here and be a part of this.
Yeah, I mean, when you won 20 in 2020, it was like the height of like COVID had just kind of hit. And I can remember like you and Mary, like you were in Minnesota, you and Mary were like on a live, just like chatting for hours. I was like, this is like, it was riveting for me watching it as a fan. I was like, this is great. But now I'm glad I'm part of it now.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to the chat, Courtney.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I remember that. I was at my lake house and I just left the city. People were fighting over toilet paper and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm out. I'm going to one of the woods. I can live off the land. If this is the end, I'm good.
Build another igloo if you need to, you know?
Attempt to. Yeah.
So what have you been up to? What's going on? Tell us everything. You are a very busy man these days.
Yeah. You know, I've got a lot of irons in the fire. That's for sure. But I've been busy with, you know, outside of this world, which has been extremely busy. I know I've chatted with you girls a bit about some film stuff I've been producing. So still working on that stuff. I have a film I did last year that's we had a premiere in New York and we have a premiere in LA today. It should be streaming early 2023. So stay tuned on that. So busy with that. And then the syrup business is starting to pick up a bit. So I got a deal done with Home Goods. So I'm currently in Home Goods.
I didn't know it was at Home Goods.
Yeah.
Did Craig hook you up?
What's that?
Did Craig hook you up with the Home
Goods? No, Craig did not hook me up. So
I will get there.
I have to be an advocate, by the way. I bought this syrup when you first launched it. It's fabulous. And you said too, add it to cocktails, 5 stars.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it. It's been, you know, it's fun because it was a hobby of mine that I've been able to turn into a business. And I really think I have a lot of fun with it. I love maple syrup. So I think it's cool. And I definitely think the majority of the population enjoys maple syrup and things and on things too. So, but I have, I'm working on a deal, out here with Gourmet Garage and Fairway, and, we'll be in some shop rights in New Jersey eventually here. So just currently working on these deals and getting that done. And then, still coaching hockey. I got a group of 9-year-olds this year, so I'm coaching a 9U team, and they just a great group of young boys and girls, and it's been a lot of fun. They've had a lot of success this year. They're a good group. So busy.
Is
with
that in New York? That's in, yep, New York. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So busy with that, and then you know, I feel like maybe that's it. I don't know. I mean, I still have my other business with the
Jewelry. That's it, as if that's not a lot.
Is there any movie filming this summer, perhaps?
I'm hoping so. It's one of those things where it's been like we have to rewrite the script and then another rewrite and then another.
I've talked to Sarah.
Oh, you did?
Sarah, and I know her. She listens to the podcast. And,
Yeah. Yes.
I heard it's like Sons of Anarchy meets the Mountains.
Yeah, I always say it's kind of like, cause, you know, we developed this story about 6 years ago. We started creating it and creating this world. And it's kind of like, I'd say Legends of the Fall meets Sons of Anarchy, but in today's world with what's been popular on TV, it's kind of like Yellowstone meets Sons of Anarchy, but it does have a story that involves three brothers, and it involves like the woods and being in the mountains, and there's just a lot of stuff that happens. So it's kind of a thriller, neo-noir drama, and I'm excited to get the ball.
Would you be one of the brothers?
I was supposed to play the lead. Okay. Unfortunately, that's not how this business works.
Sure.
You have to have an A-list actor play that the lead. So, and absolutely, you know, I'm a producer on this project that will be acting in it. But my character is a bad guy in it now. So, not as big of a role, but it's a good role. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, for me, it's on the backside of things, the production side of it too. It's been a great learning experience, but a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay, so can we pivot a little bit to Winter House? I have one big question for you, and I think this is something that we get DM'd about all the time. Okay, maybe it's two things. One, we need to talk about the cleanliness of the house. Two, we need to talk about the layout of this house. This is like we cannot figure out. We saw the layout, but we cannot figure out where people are staying, what the room situation's like, all of this stuff. So can you explain all of this to us?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the house is pretty standard. I mean, the living room and the kitchen and everything is on the main floor when you walk in. And there's a dining room there. The upstairs is pretty much just bedrooms.
Who's upstairs?
Whoever takes a room first. I mean, Craig was paying people for money this year, I guess, for much.
I don't think you guys charged him enough.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I thought it was a bit ridiculous, and me as a person, I wanted to tell him to shove it up his ass. But you know, I'm not the one to take money, but he had owed Carl money. It's a funny story. So Carl had, when Craig came to like Summer House the first year, he needed clothes. So Carl like gave him like really expensive dress shoes, really expensive dress pants, a dress shirt. And he like went out with it and he just took it and he like left
it. And he probably trashed it.
Yeah. And he took, yeah, I did. And he took it all home. And Carl was like, "Hey man, can I get my stuff back?" And it was crickets. He didn't hear from him. And he's like, "What about half the bar tab? Can you at least help me out with that?" Cause this was our first summer and he wouldn't. And so he basically owed Carl all this money. So, I messaged Carl, I texted him. I was like, "You're not going to believe this, man." I was like, "Okay, so Craig's paying people for rooms." And I was like, "I just took $200 for the room. And I know it's stupid. It's not me. I would never take this money. But I'm like, if it's any consolation for the shit he took from you, I'm going to give you this $200 and we can put it on the tab that he has with you." So that's the only reason I took that money, just so you know.
I love that so much.
Yeah. This is very Ramona and Bethany. I don't know if you watched the other franchises, but Ramona once stole a dress from Bethany and there was like a whole thing behind it. This is hilarious. Like, yeah. I love that you then are like, "Hey, Carl, we got you now."
Yeah, man, I'm just looking after my buddy, man. Because Carl had brought that up to me a couple times, being like, "Man, he's such a dick."
So there's no love lost between you and Craig, it feels like.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I've always been nice to Craig. I really have. I mean, I've invited him into my home. I've allowed him to be close with my family and my friends. He comes to New York after apparently he was mad at me about this whole firework thing. he comes to New York and needs somebody to cut his hair. I hook him up with the person that cuts my hair. Like I go, you know, like I'm nice to him. I have no problem. I try my best to be his friend. And it's funny to me because, you know, at the end of the day, he acted one way, but he felt another way towards me. And I think that's a bit classless and kind of shitty. And eventually when it came out the way it did, it was just like, you know, I don't have time for people that are going to act like he does. And because of that, like, I don't care if he's my friend or a part of my life at all. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, we figured out kind of, we think we know what the real issue is. And I think it all stems back to March Madness.
I don't think so. You think
so? Craig has never won. He's always been a bridesmaid.
He's always been a bridesmaid. And I think, you know, the year you guys went up against each other. And I think that is, I don't think he's ever let it go. And I feel like that's really where it all stemmed from. The fireworks was just the icing on the cake.
I hope not. You know, I hope that's not the case. I don't think it's that. But I don't know. I hope he's good, whatever. But
What is your current relationship with Craig right now? Like what's your last text from him or to him?
I can't. It was probably hooking him up with the person to cut his hair when he was in New York. And I was like, "Yeah, dude, no problem."
So what month was that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Mary's really,
you know, we
to,
love she, a timeline. Yeah, we love a timeline.
We're detectives over here.
Right now we're watching Winter House and it's February of 2022.
I don't quote me because I'm not sure. But I think it may have been right before we went up to film Winter House. He needed a haircut, and I was like, "All right, dude, no problem." But after what happened at Winter House with him, I never talked to that dude a day in my life, man.
Wow. So you know, are there like group chats, like Winter House group chats, Summer House group chats that like you guys are kind of both in or people are in? And like, I'm so curious, like obviously, you know, last week that drama with Amanda and Lindsay on Watch What Happens Live with Lindsay potentially being the rudest to fans and you were posting in defense of her. Like, is there a group chat like these things kind of like light up when something happens or what goes on there?
Not really. I mean, we have group chats that we all feed into if we need to, as far as, you know, work or something like that. But outside of that, I feel like the chats remain between friends. And I mean, the reality is we're in a house divided. That's just the situation.
Everything has shifted. Like, I mean, because we know right now is like Danielle and Lindsay are not talking anymore.
Yeah, that's ridiculous too, because they're best friends and they need to bury the hatchet and move on. Because like, I always say, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring you. And they're like best friends. Aww. They need to figure it out. And I hope they do, because.
Do you think they will?
Well, I think so. And I hope so. Who's going to be the bigger person and just take a step forward and say, "Listen, I love you. Let's move past this." And I hope it happens sooner than later, because those two are like the types.
And they're probably going to get married soon. And I hope Danielle goes to the wedding.
I mean, I would hope so. I don't know any details on anything with weddings, but
I'm curious when the season starts too. Like, do you guys like watch when the season airs or do you watch yourself? Because I wonder if that either like brings up, like kind of opens like new wounds again, or like if people kind of see a different side of what happened and maybe they didn't read it right. Like I think like last season with the Sierra and Danielle wine glass throw, right? Like Sierra didn't even know until she watched it.
I mean, there's a prime example. If Danielle can be cool with Sierra after having wine thrown at her, I hope that she can be friends with the person that was like her best friend forever. So, you know, I think when you watch the episodes, you do tend to have a natural reaction to kind of going back to that moment. But also it depends on your growth as a person. And if you're willing to move forward or sit in the mud, you know? And I know for me, I always try and move forward. I know that for me personally, I've no problem watching episodes. I don't like watching myself on TV. That's an issue for me, but regardless of that, you know, I do watch the episodes. You kind of have to, as far as, you know, going on podcasts or, you know, doing interviews, you got to know what people are seeing, what's happening. But this year I have not watched an episode of Winter House.
Interesting. Yeah,
I don't want to go back and relive that, because you start to question yourself and who you are as a person. And to that extent, for me, it put me in a really dark place, and it wasn't cool. So for me, I haven't wanted to watch any of them. So I chose not to. It's funny, because I'll get an interview and I have no idea what they're asking me. I'm like, I lived it, so I know that, but I don't know what was aired. So
yeah. Do you still talk to Jess, or like, are you guys in contact, or?
No, I've never talked to Jess since I left the house.
It seems like a lot of the cast doesn't really seem to be talking to Jess, at least like in present social media times.
I don't know who is or isn't talking to her outside of me, but I just know for me, I have not spoken to her at all.
What do you prefer doing? Like, I wonder, I mean, we know you're like a winter guy, right? Minnesota, obviously, you love the snow, you build a fire, we're getting ice rinks, you know, the whole thing. But do you prefer winter house, or do you prefer like summer house when you're doing filming?
I mean, I like them both.
Yeah.
I like them both, especially when you're not in the hot seat. but no, I like them both. You know, the Hamptons really grew on me. I basically fell in love with the Hamptons. I love the small town vibe and the local people out there.
You just love taking that motorcycle out on the road.
I do. I like
your guitar alone in the room.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny. No, there's you know, the Hamptons are great. I love running on the roads out there in the morning, getting a run in. And I've become friends with so many local people and like restaurant owners and people where, not being out there this summer was a bit difficult. I did miss it, and I miss my friends. I love the Hamptons, but I love the summers there. And as far as winter, I mean, I grew up in northern Minnesota, so anything that involves snow and cold, I'm kind of in for it, you know? And we have a lot of fun up there. And that's another thing too, now where I've grown to be close with some of the local people in Stowe. I actually have a tasting next week. I'm working on possibly doing a collaboration with my syrup and a company up there doing something. I can't talk about it really yet. Yeah, so it's something in the works there. But and it's all because it's local people. And it's funny because the person that I'm working with on it, he actually played hockey with one of my hockey buddies growing up. So that's how we get the connections at all.
Like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon there, you know, you always got something. Now, I always think, like we've talked about, we think a really great season of Winter House would be you hosting everyone in Minnesota. Now, because of the fireworks incident, maybe not, but would you be open to doing something like that?
You know, I've always wanted to bring everybody to my lake house and to Minnesota. I mean, there's so much to do there with, you know, as far as snowboarding and ice fishing and snowmobiling and going with dog sledding and like out with like, there's so much to do there. And we get the Northern Lights.
Well, they're looking for, I mean, they have summer, they have winter. Maybe it could be the spring house.
And then everybody can come to my lake house and I'll put them to work and they can help me remodel shit.
Well, but also like 17 days straight in that house has to make you go a little crazy. I mean, at least you can go home during summer, but like, let's talk about being there for 17 days straight.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot, but you know, every morning, even if it's like zero and blustering winds, I still go for a run to escape the house for like an hour.
Yeah. You need to.
Do you run in 0 degrees?
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you kidding? Yeah. But it's a nice break from the house and it's where I make my phone calls to my sister and we basically have a therapy session for an hour.
You and your sister seem very close. Like, I feel like we see you talking to her often on these different seasons. Like, you called her this season. We were chatting with her. You know, I've been watching a lot of the older seasons, and like when the Hannah stuff happened and you were talking to your sister, like, she seems like she gives sound advice.
I go to my sister for advice for a reason. You know, my sister is a really, really wise woman. And she's a woman. So as far as when it comes to women, I always wanted an older brother until I started dating. I was so lucky I had an older sister. You know, I'm close to my younger sister too. They're both amazing people, but I do go to my older sister for a lot of advice, even with, you know, with so many things, especially with what was going on at Winter House. I had a lot of long chats with her, and it's a great support system that I have, I think, with her. And she usually gives me really good advice. So I'm extremely thankful for her.
Yeah, she really seems wonderful. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Back.
Who are you? It seems like you're closest kind of with like Carl and Lindsay from like the Summer House cast. Was it hard this season with Winter House? Like I felt like I was like, I'm not sure who Luke's allies are this season. Like Kyle is great. And I feel like in general, guys seem to get along a lot easier than girls do sometimes when it's like, yeah, you know,
I used to think that until I met Craig, but.
But like, who are you closest with on the Winter House cast? Like Jason seems so great.
Yeah. So I get on with Jason. I've become pretty good friends with Rachel as well. I think she's an amazing person with beautiful soul and a big heart, and she's just awesome. I love Rachel.
Yeah. She's a great addition.
I do get along with Austin, pretty well. I mean, I've always thought he was a class act, and there's some things, you know, in the past that for me, I was like, all right, he's a good dude. I've had a lot of respect for him.
Can you go into that? Huh? I feel like you have a particular incident that you want to talk about.
Man, God, I don't want
to. I can tell there's a story behind that. Come on.
Yeah, I could, but it's going to, I don't want to rag on Craig this whole time. So.
Oh, come on. This is a safe space.
No. Yeah.
we'll let it go.
But needless to say, there were just some things that he said and Craig said, and I was like, wow, dude, I gained a lot of respect for Austin. I thought I was cool with Craig, until I saw the episode and I was like, man, this dude is talking that much shit behind my back. What the fuck? Nice to my face. What is this dude's problem? I was fine with Paige, and I am really cool with Kyle and Amanda. I was just with them the other day. Actually, we had a couple of drinks and I actually love them a lot. They're amazing. And, coming from when I first came on the show, Amanda and I, our friendship has grown immensely. And she's got a big heart and loves and cares a lot about her friends. And, I'm very lucky to have her as a friend, and I wished I would see them more. And I let them know that. I was like, you guys know, I need to see you more. I'm sick of not seeing you. But they like to be at home, and Kyle's busy working, and Amanda's grinding with Loverboy. And I wish I could see them a lot more, I guess. But yeah, I'm close with them. So
marriage seems to have calmed them down a bit too, in the sense of like all the stress that they had with everything. Like marriage seems to like really look good on them, especially this season.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's, I think we all have always known the love that they have for each other, and it's great to see that. I going into Winter House this year, yeah, I didn't know what to expect, but because, you know, it's nice to have your group of friends that you relate a lot more to in the house. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a bit awkward, mm-hmm. and it's a challenge. You have to try and find your way, right? And I will say meeting both the I don't know if I, yeah, did the Toms come on yet?
Yes, they are. Okay. Yeah, the Toms are. I saw either your roommates.
Yeah, they're your roommates.
Oh, okay. Yes. So Sierra took my room. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like, "Where is this room situation? Like, Luke's in the basement.
It seems
now?
Like you're in the basement.
Yeah, I'm in the basement.
Okay, yeah. And then you get whatever guest arrives, you get them as your roommate for a few days.
Yeah. The crossovers are so fun, and we need Bravo to make like a Survivor show.
You'd probably kill. You'd make a fire without the flint. Like,
yeah, I would find a way.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I was a bit pissed when Sierra took my room. Not gonna lie. I thought it was
for one day.
A simple text would have been fine. Maybe
you know, at the end of the day, it just goes to show you where her respect and immaturity goes a long way with people. And I just think it's kind of bullshit. But you know, that's why she's not my real close friend. My friends don't act like that.
It's almost like a lack of better word is like the old versus the young, right? Like those that are kind of like in their 30s have a little bit more experience in life, if you will, versus like Paige, Sierra, you know, and the newer cast members, if you will.
I definitely think we see life differently than they do. You know, I think that as far as, I mean, we're not all perfect and everybody's different, but I definitely think the generations are different from each other.
There seems like a lack of hustle.
And
like,
the rooms, how does she sleep in her bed? There's clothes everywhere.
I
mean,
I don't know, man. Like,
are there no closets in this house? Like, I'm really stressed out about, honestly, the cleanliness is really stressing me out.
There was, in that room, there was a closet for sure. Okay. There was a closet, a bathroom. I mean, I'm always like, I was raised to like, I don't know, man. I paid my dues and earned my keep. I should have a bedroom. That's how I look at it. Like, I was always raised when you start a job, you're the greenhorn and you have to work your way up. Totally. But you know, I had no problem giving my room up to a woman either, I guess, but when not at all.
I don't think you really even had a choice at that point, right? Like, she had moved in.
But then you got your new roommates, the Toms.
Yeah. I have to say I had so much fun with
them. They keep it light.
They're having those two come in was so fun. They're great guys. They really are. And they brought a lot of life to the house. And when it was so dark for a while. And I think, you know, being next to Jason was super cool too, because we were able to have a lot of chats and it wasn't such a bad deal being down there.
So Jason's in the basement too.
Yeah, he's right next to me.
How many rooms are in this space? I'm just so thrown off by it at all. Are there rooms on the first level too, with the living room? Like, is that where like Jess and Corey are?
Yeah. There's okay. two rooms on the level when you first walk in.
Okay. So Jason, you are in the basement. We've got Corey and Jess on that floor, and then everyone else is upstairs.
I don't know. Corey was. Yeah, there's three rooms in the when you
there's
on the
three. Floor. Okay. Yeah. Man, keeping up with this house is a lot. So we're talking about the Toms. I wanted to talk a little bit about BravoCon, because I think you had a little bit of a spotlight on BravoCon. You may have crossed over
Ashley Darby.
What?
a lady named Ashley Darby. I saw you guys holding hands.
I like that you said a lady.
A lady.
Because there's a lot of the people that you know tend to work with don't act like ladies. So you know, Ashley and I, it had clearly been brought to my attention that, you know, she had said some stuff when she was on Watch What Happens Live about me. And I just, you know, we were exiting the
auditorium,
Andy's
theater.
Legends Ball. Yes, we were exiting that, and she was right in front of me. I'm like, well, I have to say hi.
You have to.
You know what I mean? I can't not. Yeah. And I just introduced myself and struck up conversation, and then we just kind of hit it off. And then from there, throughout the weekend, I feel like we, you know, spent a decent amount of time together, getting to know each other and chatting, and it was really cool. It was fun.
Was there a kiss?
Yeah, there was.
Ooh. Wait, Luke, are you about to be a stepdad?
Oh man. Wow. I don't know, but
do we have to watch what happens?
I don't know though, because it's not like you know there's cameras around.
Well, so have you guys been texting?
Yeah, we chat. We've been chatting. Yeah, we do chat. You know, I think you get to know somebody, it's important. You know, so yeah, we've been texting and chatting and getting to know each other.
Oh, you guys, he has like a little glimmer. Yeah, he had like a little smile. I saw a sparkle in your eye.
Yeah, I think it's intriguing for you. I mean, outside of that, like, is it hard to like, as you know, you're this Bravo lab, you've got this like status, like, is it hard to date a normal person? Like, do you kind of bond with these other people? Like when you meet Ashley, because you have like this understanding of what you guys are doing?
Wow. That's actually awesome that you said that. I do think dating is interesting and it can be a bit difficult because you wonder if people like you for you or they like you for attention.
Mm-hmm. And
it's true. Like you really do feel that. And I never thought a day in my life that I would ever feel that. it is nice when you are able to get to know, chat, or possibly date or whatever somebody in the world that you're in because they understand it. It is a bit crazy. Because they understand it, I think it helps.
Yeah.
You know, I think anyway, yeah, it's just, that's a great question. But
would you say the last time you were in love was like the engagement person?
100,000%. Yeah. Mm.
So that was how many years ago?
Three, I think now. Okay. Took me two to get over it.
Yeah, totally. Well, don't they say like the amount of time you were together, half of that time is the amount of time to get over someone?
I don't know, but that's
not a right. Quote from Sex and the City, if that helps. So
were you guys together for 4 years?
No, we were together for two.
Oh, so it took equal amount of time to get over.
Yeah. So that's why when you said half, I was like,
What other like Bravo loves like outside of, like when you were at BravoCon, did you like meet a bunch of people? Do you have like get a lot of phone numbers? Did you guys hang out with like spend a lot of time with other people? Like who are you chatting with?
You know, I have to say BravoCon was just so badass. And there were two reasons why. One, the fans are absolutely amazing. It was so great to meet so many awesome people and just shake hands and give hugs, and take pictures and really give back to the people, you know, who showed up and they were really awesome.
The Bravo fans are like no other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are. And we're so lucky to have the support that we do and to be in the situation that we're in. And I feel like if all of us, if not the majority of us, realize that and know that. But the other part was getting to meet people from other casts. I had so much fun. And I remember I was sitting in a green room and I was talking with Brock and
Sheena's husband.
And I think it was maybe Daisy. I think it was Daisy
from Below Deck.
From Below Deck, yeah. Okay. And we were all talking, and we were all like, "Yeah, like blah blah." Like yeah. Brock was like messaging me the other day. He's like, "You snowboard? We got to go rip." And I'm like, "Let's go!" And you know, I talked to Sheena and Raquel and both the Toms and like that whole crew. The Vanderpump crew was so lovely. Lala was amazing. I had so much fun. I mean, everybody from.
Oh, maybe you'll transition to the West Coast. It sounds like you're really liking those VPR friends.
No, they I mean, Schwartz and Sandy's did just open.
Yeah.
No. there were so many lovely people. I met, you know, people from Potomac as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were all really lovely.
Who else? Okay. Obviously you're hanging out with Ashley on the weekend, like any other, the housewives from Potomac.
Well, actually Ashley and I would escape and go hang out with like some of her other friends that were in the city.
Okay. Love
yeah.
that. Oh my.
No, but like
Luke. I just love it. This is so great. Was there anyone you like were wanting to meet that you were like, "Oh, I hope this person outside of Ashley obviously." But like yeah. Anyone outside of that like that you're like, "Oh, I hope I see this person." I mean, you guys are kind of everybody in of these Bravo Labs, like you guys were like the Beatles that weekend. Like I feel like we were getting so many DMs from people in New York just being, "I was walking down the street and I ran into so and so and like this is the best weekend ever."
You know, because Carl had mentioned him and had a relationship with him,
Captain
I feel
Lee.
Like I really wanted to meet Captain Lee, but also because I feel like Captain Lee and I would just get on real well. I feel like we speak the same language.
He's a straight shooter.
Yeah. And he likes to like spend time on the water and I'm like, we can go fishing. Like he rides a motorcycle. Like I'm like, Captain Lee's my guy. Like I get on with Captain Lee real well. So I was looking forward to meeting him, but other than that, I was just excited for the opportunity to be there. And I know that might sound cliche, but that's true. I just went into
it. Did you sell the syrup there?
I was not allowed to sell the syrup there because it's food.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So I was not, I did not, but I had a booth and it was fun. And I don't know whether it helped my business or not. It is what it is, but it was just nice to be able to be there and have a booth, I guess. So, I will say, you know, whose booth was right next to me was, was Whitney.
Oh, from Salt Lake City.
Yeah. And her husband were like so sweet.
Justin, he seems like salt of the earth.
He's a,
like a gentle soul.
He's a great guy. Yeah. I really had a good time chatting with him and with her.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. but we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You mentioned too, like you're not there this summer on the cast. Do you show up at any point? And like, or if you were, you know, asked back for next summer, would you come back? Like, are you, does this feel like, yeah.
Okay, I mean, these are my friends. Of course I'd be there. I mean, I, like I said, I missed not being there this year. I did have a great time traveling and location scouting for film, but you know, this is the world that I've been living in, and it's a part of my life. This group is a part of my life, and I miss them all summer. So of course I would be there if they asked me back. But I you know, Kyle only turns 40 once, so I might make it here. So
okay, great.
He had a phone call with me when I was like hiking a mountain in Canada, and he was like, dude, you got, I was like, I have cell service. He's like, yeah, I can hear you. I was like, okay. I was like, you wouldn't believe what I'm looking at right now. It's amazing. And he's like, yeah, we'll just get your ass to my birthday.
I love that. We always think like shows work when the cast like organically get along and have the friendships and all of that. And I think you can really see that in Summer House, especially just because it's, you guys are spending a lot of time together.
Well, I think the foundation of Summer House is built off of a real group of real friends.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it works.
Yeah. And I think that's why the show has had the success that it has had. Now I don't know what'll happen or where the show is going, but I know that that's the foundation that it was built off of.
Completely. Completely. Okay. Let's ask you some, okay. I thought of this new thing. It's fuck, marry, kill, but then also who would you want to be your sister?
Oh my
so
God.
This is between Paige, Rachel, Sierra, and Amanda. So fuck, marry, kill, and who do you want to be your sister?
Okay. So, wow.
Okay. Take your time. No pressure.
Well, yeah, I need a little time here. Okay.
Yeah.
I would. And who would I want to be my sister? I'd probably.
It's a hard line between the fuck and the sister, isn't it?
Marry Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Okay. So it's fuck, marry, kill, sister. And, okay, so let's just say let's get rid of Sierra.
Okay, so we killed her. Okay.
Yeah.
So you married Rachel, you killed Sierra.
No.
So,
hold on.
Okay.
I would fuck Paige because I wouldn't want to marry her or have her be my sister.
Okay.
So you're forcing me to fuck her. Because I wouldn't want her to be in my life after that. Okay. I'm just kidding. That's horrible.
No, it's a. I mean, it's just a game. It's just a game.
We've had some issues. I actually don't hate Paige. It's just like, well,
You're frustrated maybe with her relationship with
Yeah, there's something. So I don't
she's a by association kind of person, right?
I would marry I would marry both Amanda and Rachel. So flip a coin. So I'd marry Amanda and Rachel could be my sister.
Okay, great. Got it. You good answers. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the longest way of getting there.
It was like that sister one really threw you for a loop.
Yeah, I know.
Mary's really created a new game here. I think it's going to stump a lot of people.
Yeah. And I actually hate playing that game because I don't like being mean to people like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry we forced you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're a good sport. Yeah, you can blame us for this. Okay.
Hopefully they don't take it personal. That's all.
Okay. We have a couple just like quick questions for you. What would you be shocked if one of your castmates like voluntarily quit the show?
No.
Okay.
Oh, like who?
I'm not saying, but no.
Yeah. Okay. Would you be shocked if Paige and Craig got engaged this year, this upcoming few months?
No.
Okay. Would you be shocked if someone got pregnant soon?
No, because I mean, it could happen, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Would you be shocked if Carl and Lindsay got married on the show?
Would I be shocked if they did?
Yeah.
No.
No. So do you think that they'll kind of try to maybe coordinate that to share with us?
I have no idea, but it depends where they're at. I would imagine with what they want to share, but with being, you know, our lives being on display so much for everybody for so long, I would have a hard time believing that that they wouldn't, but I don't know. I'm not them.
Well, Captain Lee wants to officiate. So
were you shocked like when they got together though? Like, or did it kind of just like make sense? Like it happened at the end of last summer kind of, but you know, they'd had their whole incident a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah.
The finger blasting.
Yeah. Oh my God. We wrote a song about that. Did you guys ever hear the song? We wrote a song about it.
No.
What?
I was strumming the guitar in the kitchen and we all just started like, Kyle started like just throwing lines out. And then the whole like group, and we wrote a whole song. It's great.
Oh my God.
This day I'll bring it up. It's funny.
Can you sing a like little?
It was a no kiss finger bang, and it was like this whole thing, and then it's so stupid, but it was funny. So to answer that question, I don't, it didn't surprise me that they got together. I spent a lot of time with both of them. They both are in such good places, I feel like, with their lives. And, you know, Carl living a life of sobriety, I always knew from the day I met him, I always knew the type of person he was. And it's just amazing to see that the side of him that I always knew was there 24/7 now. And because, you know, he's got his head on straight and Lindsay too, she's so supportive. They're like, it's cool because they're best friends. And I think like, I hope that I'll find my best friend because I want to be with my best friend the rest of my life.
Totally.
And I think that's important. So I love it. I'm super happy for them. I know there's people who may doubt this or that, or people have said things in the past, but I think when you meet someone, it's all on timing and where you're at in your life.
Completely.
For anybody, I always say, if I, like, for instance, if I would have met my ex-girlfriend tomorrow, we probably would have been together forever because I'm in a different place than I was.
Totally. Timing, man. Life's about timing. Truly is everything.
So I'm super pumped for them, and it's fun to be around. I'm going to be with them all weekend this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. So,
what are you guys doing?
We're going on a little trip.
Fun. Okay. Well, we'll wait for the social media. We'll wait to see it on.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Okay. And then we'll kind of like wrap this up for you. I'm sure you have plenty of things to do, but wanted to kind of just go through your castmates and maybe you give like one word to describe them.
Or like a superlative, like the laziest, the biggest drinker, the funniest. I don't know.
Whatever you describe want. However you'd like.
Mary's trying to get me in trouble.
I know. She's such an instigator. She knows it too. We'll give you an easy one then. We'll start with Kyle.
This is supposed to be easy.
Okay.
I feel like it's hard when you're on pressure to like up with one word. That's why I'm saying you could give a superlative. I feel like that's
okay.
Easier.
Yeah, a couple of words is fine too.
Okay, I just say humor.
Amanda.
mother.
Oh, I love that for her. I want her to be a mom soon.
Lindsay.
Reactive.
I was going to say passionate.
No.
Carrie. Sandwich.
Carrie. Okay, Carl.
There's so much I want to say for Lindsay. That's what I said.
You can say as much as you like.
Nice to fans, something you'd say for Lindsay.
Well, she has the biggest heart. She has the biggest heart.
Yeah.
Well, her and Amanda both have big hearts, I feel like. But I always say Lindsay has a huge heart. So who, Carl?
Yeah, Carl. We're really stumping you today.
Yeah, you are. There's so many things.
Even killed, steady.
No, that's not it. I'm just going to say strong.
Like that. I have to caveat really quick. So the other day you posted a story about you getting a tattoo. Is that what's behind your ears? Is that a hockey stick?
Yeah, I have a hockey stick here.
Is that what you got the other day?
I was going to get a sleeve on my right arm and I put money down 2 years ago and the shop was closing and I was like, well, shit, I better use that money. So I was like, nothing better than putting a hockey stick on this behind your ear. So no, I just went and got it because I had to use it up. But otherwise, yeah, I don't care. I've got tattoos all over.
I like it. It looks good. I just was like, you turned your head and I was like, oh, wait, that must be what you did the other day.
Yeah. Well, you know, so Carl, I say strength because Carl is, he's been through a lot and dirt a lot, and he continues to live a life of sobriety. And I just think it takes a strong person to live the way he does and everything. So
Be positive. He's so positive. I feel like he just totally has switched. He sees his life glass half full, not glass half empty anymore.
Yeah. He's a beautiful person.
Yeah. Okay. Right. What about Paige?
Fashionable?
I was going to say fashion.
There we go.
But that's so cliche, right? So I would say, okay, here's one that is a zinger for you. I would say athletic.
Oh, Sporty Spice. Okay.
Yeah, I always pick Paige when we do things because she like gets it. Like she's competitive.
She ran into that table this week and she was like, I still won the game.
Yeah,
Paige. Stop whining about your knee.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me? Amanda blew her knee like to bits and had the biggest, like, she really messed her shit up. And she's like, I'm out here. I'm not going in. We gotta be out, like, sliding and having fun. She's like, I'm here. I'm like, quit your whining, dude.
Okay. Well, something for Sierra.
Sexy. I mean, Sierra's hot.
She's like, love that. Stunning. Okay. Throw it back. We haven't really talked about him, but Andrea.
Andrea.
Are you still cool? Like, do you still chat with him and see him?
Yeah. I would say sweet. He's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Craig.
man. Smart.
Smart. Okay.
Smart.
He does. Listen, sewing down
south. He is a lawyer.
Those pillows are fantastic.
No, that's not let's say.
Calculated?
Optimist.
Optimist. Okay. Austin.
misunderstood.
I like the laughter that you have because there's always a story behind it. I can tell, but you're not going to tell us that story, but we'll get next time. We're going to get it out of you. Yeah. What about Corey?
Explosive.
Okay. Do we like Corey? I mean, we're still figuring him out on this show.
Yeah, Corey's
like a wild man.
I like Corey. When I say explosive, it's just because he's just young and is pretty wild.
He likes to have a good time.
Corey's a good dude. He's, I like Corey. I think Corey's great. So.
Okay. And we know with like Rachel, sister, maybe, or Mary, I can't remember.
Rachel. I'm just going to, I have to say Flower. She's so creative. Yeah.
Okay. And we'll end with Jason.
Jason. Calm.
I like that. He seems very
even keeled. Yeah.
Okay. And then our final question for you. March Madness is only a couple of months away, right? We're ending the year soon. Who do you think will be the winner? Who do you think will join you in the Hall of Fame?
So who's going to win it this year?
Yeah. Wow. You could even say like your top four or final two, whatever.
Yeah.
Will Craig make the top four? Yes or no?
I'm sure he will. I mean,
okay.
If your personality and attitude are counted, I don't know, but
I think they are.
Oh, I don't know.
People vote however they want. We don't give rules on how to vote. We say whatever you feel.
I think Craig will. I think he'll make it. I mean, he's been in it for so long and come so close. So maybe he will. And if he does, I hope I'll be happy for him. So
it always seems to kind of go when Summer House is airing. So I think that there's a bit of recency bias too. Not that the win, not that you guys are not deserving of it, because believe me, when I'm searching for photos, everyone's very deserving.
Maybe it's
Kyle's year. I don't know. Maybe Jason's going to pop up there.
So I'm going to go with, I got to say Kyle, because his mullet is absolutely fire and I love it. It's super cool. And if he can rock a mullet and just own it and look good and do all that, then he deserves to be in the final four. Totally. And I have to say probably Sandoval.
I have a very strong love for Sandoval, especially as the Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras, his band.
Yeah. So like he's got the whole rock star, like tight pants, no shirt, ripped on stage thing going for him right now. And I think the ladies are going to swoon over it.
Oh, I'm into it. 100%.
You'd be surprised. Courtney's very into it. I'm into it, but I don't think
we get a lot of DMs saying, Courtney, please stop it.
Actually Schwartz as a single man this season could go
well. Far. So, and I was gonna, God, this is tough.
Jason, I think, is gonna go far as well.
I was gonna say, I gotta go five, because I gotta go Schwartzy, because he's like my Minnesota guy and he is single, handsome guy. And I gotta go Jason, because Jason's a good looking dude who I feel like is super sweet and nice and deserves to be there as well. So, Yeah.
The point is, there's no shortage of good-looking men that Bravo casts, and we're very, very appreciative of that.
And then, of course, I think Andy's deserving of winning too, because Andy's the man. So
that would be true. Fun. So
I was up against him last year, and he took me out.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's hard times.
Well, that's why. Like, next time I send him some syrup, I got to send him like extra pancakes. Mm-hmm.
Fat him up a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, is there anything else that you want to like plug while you're here? Just so that, you know, if anyone's unaware of everything that you talked about earlier.
I mean, I don't know. I think the majority of my life between what you see on the show, and on like my social media stuff is all pretty much true to who I am and what's going on. But you know, there's always things happening. I think the big thing with like the syrup is just keep an eye out for, like I said, in
Home Goods,
for ShopRite and in the Gourmet Garage and Fairway. But then I'm not sure. I have to get a list. I know somebody in Kansas sent me a picture of my syrup in a store. I think it was Overland. If I could be wrong, but Overland, Kansas. So Home Goods, I think it's in the Midwest and on the East Coast. I don't know if it's on the West Coast yet. But yeah, so in Home Goods, you can keep
And what's out. The website too? Because you can get it online, right?
Yeah, it's just lukesyrup.com.
I love it.
I have and I'm developing a beer right now. And we're supposed to be launching around Thanksgiving.
Is it gonna have like a maple flavor?
Yeah.
I love that. You guys, also his fragrance is delicious and the candle as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. The candle is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I will say that the beer will be coming out, and keep an eye out for that. It's exciting. I'm excited about it. It's something I've been working on with a brewery based in Minnesota. And then the fragrance, I will say too, it's hard to sell it, because it's not, people like to smell when they buy things, right?
It is sincerely delicious. I get compliments on it.
Yeah.
It really is amazing.
And which one is it? The Lily, or do you have the Renaissance one?
The Lily.
The Lily. Okay. So, the Renaissance one, I wear it and I get compliments on it all the time. Actually, you know, it warms my heart. Cause I'm like, shit, that's cool. Cause it's mine.
Yeah. I love that.
And I like, you know, it makes me feel good inside to know that people like it like that. So, yeah, the fragrance is good. Thanks for bringing that up.
We got you. We'll plug anything. Yeah,
Your mom sent it to me.
Yeah, I know. My mom's good. She's good. Yeah. She's good at shipping. She handles all that. Her and my sister. It's very
perfect. I love that. I love a family business.
They're amazing. They're amazing. So,
well, thank you so much, Luke, for joining us today. We had the best time, and we will hopefully have you on again soon.
Anytime, ladies. It was a treat coming on with you. It's great to see you both. So have a great rest of your week and have a nice weekend.
You too.
You too, Luke.
Bye, Luke.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Cheers.